Yeah, we'll take a break after the interview, so we're good.
I won't do...
Matt's Rhombus?
No.
No, yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense, but we will do Phillip's Corner.
Okay.
So I'll explain. He'll have a question section at the end of the interview.
All right.
It's so loosey-goosey.
It's loosey-goosey.
I'll explain what it is when we get there.
I'm ready.
It's weird and fun.
So that's interview it. With questions and then later... questions.
Yeah. Wait. I don't understand.
I'm confused. Don't get thrown by the second part where there's questions.
What?
I am Philip.
I'm Matt.
First we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our rubber.
Now it's time for Next at Bats.
And we're here today with Jeremy Gustafson and John Hawkins from Samaritan Casting. Hi, Jeremy and John.
Hello.
Nice to be here.
Which is which?
Yeah.
That one's John.
And Jeremy's over. There.
Thank you for making
that's definitely the easiest way to do
I'm
that.
I'm pointing now.
Yeah. And pointing really works. Before we get into who you guys are and what Samaritan Casting is, as always, I am here today with...
Philip Simondet. And over there is...
Matt McLeod. I'm glad you pointed at yourself because this is off to a really good start.
It's going to be a very pointy episode.
Yeah.
I can't do this in sign language.
you can. We have an interpreter.
Good.
Is it the same guy from...
It's you.
Mandela's funeral?
Mandela?
Mandela. That's why I paused, because I saw the word in my head and couldn't rolling, say it.
We are all rolling, judging you right now.
Rolling on the river.
You guys know about this, though, right?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that we have today?
You want to keep going with this bit?
Yeah. I want you to acknowledge that you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, it is that guy.
Thank you. Jeremy is doing real sign language now.
Bit over. I just ran around the table to sweep that scene. All right. So the reason why both of you are here is currently Samaritan Casting is being passed from Jeremy, who created Samaritan Casting, who started the company, correct?
Sort of. So okay. I inherited Walden Entertainment from my friend Matthew.
Okay.
And then shortly after taking over, it just seemed appropriate to rebrand it, kind of get a fresh start. So, Samaritan Casting came out of that. But the company, like the history of the company goes back probably 10 years or so. Samaritan itself only goes back until March 14th of 2012, Pi Day.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And then you're selling it currently to John.
Yeah, I'm selling it to John. He'll take over on January 1st of 2014, which is...
Buy stock now.
I'm surprised I don't actually have a countdown timer going down to this but with a number of seconds, but it's a couple weeks out.
Yeah, a couple weeks out. And let's talk about what Samaritan Casting is and what it does. And really, to talk about the company is probably best to talk about from both an actor's perspective and from producer's perspective, because you really have two sides to the company.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk first from the actor's perspective.
From the actor's perspective, people can go to SamaritanCasting.com and sign up for two things. One is the mailing lists.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got both an actor's mailing list and an extra's mailing list. And you sign up for those to get notices. We send out 2-3 notices every day or two, just of different acting opportunities that are happening in the Twin Cities area. Whether those are student films or professional commercials that pay $1,000 a day or whatever. We post all sorts of notices that producers send to us. And we post those out for free to all the actors who mm-hmm. want to receive them. And then
so that's just for signing up for a mailing list, which is free.
Right, which is completely free. Everything that we offer to actors is completely free.
Right.
Yeah, that's something I felt very strongly about, is that the actors, I mean, it's kind of a stereotype, but if you're an actor, you're obviously poor. So right. I don't want to take any more money away from you by asking you to pay for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you rewrote the software.
Right.
Because
so,
other softwares have started charging actors for their... to make profiles.
So in addition to the mailing lists on the website, you can also sign up for what we call the database. I'm doing air quotes right now, which obviously your listeners can see.
That's a callback right there is what you're doing. It's a callback to the pointing. So yeah, go on.
Well, I don't want to point fingers, but so we've got the database, which actors can sign up for free. And that is used when we're actually running the casting for a job. And when I say casting, I mean either auditions or more often extras casting mm-hmm. or just casting that's being done based off of headshots, but we're not actually running auditions.
Right.
So talent can create their profiles, upload up to 10 headshots. It's all free to mm-hmm. them. And then when we have a job that we're booking people for, we post out a notice saying submit online on the database here, and I always include a link. And the actors can go in and look at the job, how much it pays, when it's shooting, all that info. And with two clicks, they can submit themselves for it. I'm sorry, three clicks. They have to pick a headshot too. So three clicks, submit themselves. And the reason that we have that software is the previous online software that we'd used for that started charging actors, and they wanted $80 a year or something.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 2,500 people on the list. We can't ask all of those people to be paying this company $80 a year
right.
when we're, at this point anyway, not running that kind of volume through the company. So
especially when they're extras and the pay for extra work is
$80.
Almost nothing yeah. as it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wrote that. I spent 4 months earlier this year writing my own version of that that would work better, and it was more suited for what our company actually needed. And I felt very strongly, again, that that needed to be free to all the actors. So that's kind of what we do from the actor side, is we post all these notices. We, for projects that we're booking ourselves, then we allow them to submit online with this database. And then obviously we send out booking information through there as well if they're actually chosen by the producers for the project.
Well, and it does put a lot of the control into actors' hands, which they don't normally have. They don't normally get all of those notices. That usually goes through an agent or right. an agency. And this puts those notices in their hands and allows them to then submit directly themselves and puts that control in their hands.
I'm nodding vigorously.
For free and without a percentage take if they do get cast.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, it's great because then you're not from sort of the agency side, you're not having to call a bunch of actors saying, are you available for this shoot on this day or whatever. The actors see all of the notices themselves and they can choose, oh yeah, mm-hmm. I'm available that day, or I could rearrange my schedule if I get booked. So they can choose to submit for it. And it's much faster it's just much faster all around, because then from the production standpoint, I can send them a link, the producer a link within an hour or so. They'll see, you know, however many, 50, 100 submissions mm-hmm. showing up of people that have gotten the notice and said, yes, I'm available that day, I'm interested. And then even for the free notices that we put out for student productions, then the students or the you know, producers of those shorts can get all these emails from the actors saying, yes, I'm interested in your project, I am available this day. It's just great for everyone involved.
When it comes to getting notices, do you have a way of vetting what you do send out to the actors, or is it whatever comes in from the production companies, you turn around and shoot them on out?
It's whatever comes in. The only time that we edit the notice is if they're if they forget to include like an email address okay. of where to submit, we will add that in for them, or we'll email back and double check who do you want the stuff submitted to. But otherwise we copy paste directly. So if you have a whole ton of typos in your notice, that's what people are going to see. And it's kind of up to the actor at that point to say, what's the professionalism level if they've got that many typos or whatever in their notice.
And there are multiple lists, so they go out to the appropriate. If it's sure. a role for a main role, it will go out to the people who are interested in those,
like,
or extras roles. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you have separate lists for theater and tech, am I correct?
We do. They aren't used as much. Okay. Most of the opportunities that come through are really just for the either extras or actors. But mm-hmm. we do have occasionally, maybe once or twice a month, a theater notice that comes through,
mm-hmm.
And even rarer than that, a crew notice. I think most of the crew, they all kind of get their jobs through Facebook groups yeah. at this point.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes just being known at different theaters, you just get called in.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a big show coming through town. Come on in.
Yep.
We'll use you. Cool. So I know that from the actor side, and we talked about this a little bit before, there's sometimes a little bit of confusion between the mailing lists and the database.
Yes.
Do you guys want to take a moment and clear up any sort of confusion that might go on between those two things?
Yeah, it's funny because I actually answered two emails this morning already from people who were confused about that very thing. So the mailing lists are simply to get notified of what job opportunities are out there, whether they're paid or unpaid. The mailing list is where we send all of the information. And so if your email address is on there, then you get notified this job is happening or this production's coming to town or whatever.
And so just to clarify to somebody who's not familiar with your company, just signing up for free, which it's always free for the actors, but just signing up puts you on the mailing list.
Correct. Yep. So if you go to SamaritanCasting.com, there is a big button that says I'm an actor.
Yes.
And then there's, I think, step one and step two. Step yep. one is sign up for the mailing list. And so that's self-contained. That's hosted by the web hosting company that we use. And they deal with all of the subscribes and unsubscribes. It's all automated mm-hmm. over there. Separate from that, for jobs that we are actually booking the people for, we have what I call the database or the casting database. And that is where you can create your talent profile and upload your headshot and
multiple headshots.
Yep. Up to 10. And that's where if we're booking the project, we ask people to submit themselves through that process mm-hmm. because then on the back end for the casting side and for the production side,
producers, yeah,
we get to see all the pretty headshots on one page mm-hmm. and click on people and see more information, their resume and everything that they've done. And then for us as casting people, we get to see their contact information so that when we need to send booking information to them, we can just click a few buttons and it automates sending out text alerts and emails saying you've been booked for a role and all that. But that's separate from the mailing list, because the mailing list is just to notify you that a role exists.
Right.
The database is to actually submit yourself for a role. And there wasn't really any way technologically of tying the two together.
Well, and I think maybe some of the confusion comes in when, you know, from an actor's perspective, they don't necessarily think that you also work with producers. So the database is really to connect the actors that you have for when you are
right.
working with producers personally.
Right.
And so then you can draw from that pool of actors. Am I wording that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the benefit to the producer then is they don't have to deal with 50 or 100
right.
emails
right.
with people either forgetting to put in their phone number or sending a headshot that's too small or too big or
you
whatever.
Already have all of that right there.
Exactly. And with the actors they're interested in, they can dial down into the resume and see all of their past experience that they mm-hmm. put on the in the database, anything like that. So it's all
the producers right. don't have to worry about, you know, the hundreds of headshots and the amount of, you know,
exactly.
space that takes up.
Because right. you've got some people who send a 20 megabyte headshot
that's
because
true.
That's what they've got.
Yeah.
And that's great. But on the database, we take care of downsizing that a little bit so that when the producer loads the page, they get some reasonable sized headshots. They can click on someone and see the full size or the other headshots they have, but they don't have to deal with taking an email. Mm-hmm. And it's also easier for the actor too, because how annoying is that to have to compose the same email over and over?
Yeah.
I'm so-and-so, I've acted in this, I'm this many years old, and here's my resume and headshot. I mean, that gets old. Mm-hmm. With online, you just a couple clicks, you're done.
And so really you're acting as the middleman for both sides,
right?
And making it easier for both sides to come together.
Correct.
So let's now talk about the production side. Productions can come to you, small, large productions. It doesn't matter. Yep. You guys can handle whatever. So talk about what you can do for productions. Like what is your scope?
We generally work within their budget, mm-hmm. find out what their budget is. We can figure out what services we can offer. But for the most part, it's a lot like Jeremy said. We've put up the link. We gather all the submissions. And we let them know that you're going to get more. The more you're able to pay the actors, mm-hmm. the better Turn number out. And potentially quality of actors. There's a lot of them won't submit for anything under a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
But we give them that information and they've pretty much got it at their fingertips. Once we post within 20 minutes, we're getting the submissions, mm-hmm. and they've got something to look at right away.
It's amazing how quickly the actors actually hop on this. Yesterday, I just posted a notice. I don't even remember what it was for, some commercial. And I sent the link off to the producer saying, hey, this is where the headshots are going to show up. Give it a couple hours before you start seeing any. 20 minutes later, I already had about 50 people who'd submitted. Wow. I hadn't even gotten the notice in my own email inbox yet. And I already had 20 people who'd submitted for it, or 50 or whatever. It was amazing to me that people act that quickly. Wow. So, I mean, that proves to me, though, that the system works really well. Yeah. And it's easy to use, which is great. Because at the end of the day, if it's not easy to use,
no one's going to use it.
Right.
So that was very validating for me as a software developer to be able to look at this and say, I built something that's useful and that people know how to use.
Also, your email carrier is slow.
Apparently. When you, I don't even have a response to that.
Must have been raining on the internet.
Well, you see, the internet's a series of tubes, and it got stuck behind.
It's a series of tubes. And there's like trucks that go through these tubes.
You can't just dump a whole load on it. You know, it's not a...
So,
oh, that was a good callback to a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Thank you for going with me on that one.
Oh, yeah. So, you guys handle a lot of extras casting. Yes. And you also handle principal casting too, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And do you handle casting that happens, you'll do the casting for a company if they want you to, both live or via headshot, is that correct?
Yeah, we'll do auditions as well.
You'll Absolutely. Do auditions and you'll do headshot casting.
Yep.
We do pretty much anything that they need us to do. Well, okay. That might have sounded wrong. we do
no,
whatever.
No casting couch.
There's no casting couch. We do whatever they need to fit into their workflow. So if they only need headshots, but they're going to then pick people and run their own auditions,
yeah.
then we'll pull all the headshots, send them a link, give them we'll either handle the booking for the scheduling audition times or give them contact info so they can book the people they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Alternatively, we can run auditions and we'll videotape all the auditions and then upload those to a website where the producer can watch them at their own leisure.
And then say that one.
Exactly.
So you'll make it as easy as they want, considering their budget.
The way I look at it is we try and fit into their workflow rather than forcing them to work around our process.
Right.
So whatever you need for the way that you're running your production, we will make that happen. You just tell me what it is that you need and we'll make it work.
I mean, it sounds like you're in the business of just making it easy for everybody that you're working with.
And the technology makes it so yeah. easy when yeah. you can upload the individual audition files as we tape them, as they do the audition, and it can be available within minutes.
Mm-hmm. And as an interviewer, I'm not trying to shill for your company, but it does work very well. So
Jeremy's yeah. worked really hard and built an incredible database. So yeah. it makes things easy for us to make it easy for everyone else. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think now is the time in the show where I throw the microphone over to Philip Simondet for a brand new segment that we call a
Philip's Corner.
It's Philip's Corner.
I was not prepared for this.
That's the live theme song. We hire a band that sounds like us to do it every week.
Is it always a mariachi band?
Yes. They never play their instruments, but we pay extra for the costumes. But actually, before I start, I have a serious question I want to ask. Because you guys...
Now leaving Philip's Corner.
I was going to find a cowbell instrument here. Because every song needs more cowbell. Oh, it's not working. Shoot. You can just edit that out.
Cowbells.
Or edit in a cowbell.
Nope. Nothing.
Okay, here's Philip's serious question of the year. Because you do run casting, do you have any tips for auditioning actors?
No. If you're auditioning for film versus theater, know the difference.
What is the difference?
Theater is very big. You're playing to the back of the house. For film, the camera's right there, and every little movement is seen. So we see a lot of people who come for an audition and are very big in their auditions, and you got to know when to be able to bring it in. Because film, commercial, anything like that, it's a lot more subtle. It's one of the big ones. Jeremy?
I would add to that, find everything that you can about that script that you're auditioning for. So the example that I'll give, a couple of years ago, there was a script that I wrote that we were running auditions for, and this actress came in, and she had read not only memorized her own sides, but she'd read all of the other sides that we'd posted for all of the other characters. And so she kind of had pieced together the script and knew what it was all about. And so she nailed that character because she'd read her character's role in all these other audition sides that had nothing to do with, like, you know, the side that we'd posted for her scene or for her audition. And so she had really taken time to break down who that character is and how they interacted with everyone else. And so I would say just find out everything that you possibly can about that script and who you think that character is, and then make a choice and go with it.
I mean, make some bold choices. Because we get a lot of people who make the standard choice and they're acting, but the ones who really put a spin, make their own choices, mm-hmm. and really put something into it, they do stand out. And know that if you do an awesome audition and you're not chosen, it could just be that you have the wrong look. A lot of people get really discouraged because I did a great audition. What happened? And they don't give feedback. Nobody gets feedback. I've seen some phenomenal auditions that we just weren't able to use them. They just didn't fit. But we keep those people in mind and remember them on future. Anything future, and definitely Absolutely. Recommend them. Mm-hmm.
I also, since a lot of people don't get feedback, I know I myself, if someone were to come to me and ask, be honest with me, how did I do? I would give them honest feedback. Mm. And even if it might hurt their feelings, if they asked me to be honest, I would do that. I think most casting directors, most people running auditions would do that. If you, maybe not that day, but if you email them later and say, hey, I just want some honest feedback. How can I improve? What could I do better? Even if I don't get this role, what can I do better just in general? I think most people will respond to that and at least give you 5 minutes to write back. Well, you could try doing that and then take that feedback and try not to be offended by it if it's cruel.
And if we're running the auditions, we'll try to give them some pointers of, okay, you are acting to theater, bring it in, or can you bring the energy level up or try putting a spin on it? And we give them a couple of different takes to do it. And
some people even listen.
yeah. And we'll coach them. And yeah, some people give the exact same performance. So
yeah. And even if you're giving a great performance, if you can't change it, we're not going to cast you.
Yeah.
Because you need to be able to take direction.
And and it speaks a lot to taking directions, and the directors will see that too. So
fantastic. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me asking questions.
You're in the big boy pants today.
That was a good question.
That was a good question. Why didn't I think of it?
All right, now back to the corner.
It's Philip's Corner!
Bow, bow. Mariachi band has left the building.
Yeah, that's right. They know that they're done. Welcome to
Philip's Corner. There were only extras in the show.
Welcome to Philip's Corner. This is the part where I ask questions that are not good questions, like the one I just asked. They're just awkward questions that, why would you ask them? So here's how it works. I'm going to stare at you awkwardly.
Well, that's normal.
And then make up a question while I stare into your deep blue eyes. Jeremy. If you were a gopher and you lived in South Dakota, where would you go on vacation?
I was not prepared for that.
No one is.
If I were a gopher, now
keep in mind you have a whole family. You're a father of 16 gophers.
Two of them are sick from the oil drilling.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to clarify, Because I understand that the Gophers are also some sort of athletic team. So am I the animal gopher or the athletic team gopher? It's
his decision.
Do they play with the orange ball? Is that what they...
Not for a long time, no.
I'm not going to let him decide. You are the animal, the gopher, but okay. You did go to the U of M and did play basketball.
Okay, that's the orange one with the black stripes, the white stripes.
The band?
No. I mean, the ball that they play with for basketball is the orange one, right?
It's the orange ball.
Just want to make sure I'm on the right page here.
Okay, so you know your backstory very well.
Okay, okay.
You played for the Gopher basketball team.
Okay.
Was he the mascot?
No, point guard. That's a basketball thing, right?
Yeah.
You were point guard for the Gophers.
So he's a gopher that played for the Gophers.
Yes, you're a gopher from South Dakota who came to Minnesota on reciprocity, so you didn't have to pay as much.
That's good.
Played point guard for the Gophers.
I'm guessing he was on scholarship.
I was going to ask, is it a full ride? Or?
No, he was actually, because he's a gopher, they couldn't offer him a scholarship.
That's sad.
Yeah.
They didn't
it's like
take
discrimination,
that,
isn't
they
it?
Didn't take that to court?
It's still pending.
Jeremy, yes. Jeremy, but he couldn't find a good lawyer. It's a whole thing.
He sunk all of his money in, which is why his two kids are sick.
Yeah, well, he actually went in league with the oil company, is why it's his comeuppance.
Oh.
See, he turned to the oil company, kind of a mob situation.
Yeah.
The oil company was helping him with the lawyer stuff. But
secretly
then
poisoning his kids.
Yeah. So, vacation, where are you going?
I think I would actually go to England, because then I could play with the crickets.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
Which is another sports reference.
We are on top of these sports references.
As you can tell, I'm a huge, huge sports fan.
Go local sporting team.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
I'm trying to make an anagram of the word sport. Help me with that.
Spork.
An anagram.
Oh, anagram. I was going with those K's we were talking about earlier.
Tops.
Ports.
With an R. Rue tops. I need help with this.
Potas.
Pota?
Oh, wait.
There's an R in there.
Potors.
Sport. We'll go with singular.
Tropos.
You just said it.
What was it?
Ports.
Ports.
Oh, shit. I thought you said potas.
After
said
ports,
that
I'm
okay.
Trying to come up with multiple
right
answers.
So listening. You suggest listening. Ports. When you are in Portugal, what kind of summer wear do you wear?
Summer in Portugal or when it's summer here?
You get to choose. You're from here, but when you were in Portugal, you played for a local basketball team, Center. It's a basketball thing.
Would that be Centro?
You played Centro.
Okay.
For Team Portugal.
Si.
And so when you were playing basketball for them, what kind of fashion did you wear?
Surprisingly, lederhosen.
Ooh.
It moves. You can actually dribble very well in them and drink a lot of beer.
Do you mean like pee a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If need be. Depends.
All right. I'm going to ask one question that you're both going to answer. This is a real question from your childhood. When was the last time you peed your pants? Maybe it's not your childhood.
I don't even remember.
Aside from
right
now?
Drunk. That's hard to say. It might be college, actually.
Just drinking too much?
I think so, yeah. I don't remember it very well, but...
I can truthfully say I've never in my life been drunk, so it wasn't then. I can't remember. I mean, probably when I was yay big. I'm gesturing, which all
I told
year...
you it's going to be a pointy episode. For the listener, yay big is about 2 to 3 feet.
You gonna wrap this up? Or?
Yeah. No, I'm waiting for another awkward question.
Well, that was my last one, but I'm gonna actually have Matt answer it also.
Okay. When's the last time what?
You peed your pants.
Oh boy. There's so many times.
Well, he only cares about the most recent.
Does now count?
You know, honestly, I don't know.
Give us a hand gesture about how tall you are. That's wide. All right, and that has been Phillip's Corner.
It's Phillip's Corner. Cha cha cha. Are you guys ready to do some improv?
Isn't that what we've been doing this whole time?
Basically.
Next up, pants.
Those pants look nice on you. You should buy them.
But they're orange.
It's like flair. It's a peacock thing. Women will be attracted. They'll say, I've never seen orange pants. And you say, my name is Mark. Wanna do it?
What if I prefer canaries?
Darren, you wanted me to come over and... Oh my God, those pants look amazing on you.
Say your line, Mark.
How amazing?
As amazing as any pants I've ever seen. You look vaguely like a peacock who's showing his plumage.
She's got the animal attraction to you, Mark. Seal the deal. Seal the deal.
But I think she just said my butt looks big.
I'm starting to get bored. I'm probably going to go away God now.
Damn it, Mark. That's Gina. That is the sluttiest sales rep we have here. She'd bang anyone in orange pants, and you failed. God.
What about an orange shirt?
Orange shirts are last year. Damn it. Everyone's looking down this year. It's... Mark, come on. I'm trying to help you out as your best friend, but it's been 20 years. Your wife is dead. You need to move on. Orange pants are the key.
But she died wearing orange pants.
That's unfortunate that trends have come around and are retro again, but it doesn't matter. It's still been 20 years.
In fact, she died from the process used to make orange pants.
Look, in 20 years, they've advanced the dye system, so you're probably not going to die from these orange pants. But I'm going to die if they don't get you laid, Mark.
So no more butt cancer?
I can't promise, but I'm pretty sure they fixed the butt cancer.
I can't have anything to do with butt cancer.
I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as if you do have butt cancer. It looks like your test results have come back with gigantic tumors in both cheeks. That's why you've been sitting so comfortably lately.
That's why I've saved so much on implants.
Yes. So while your butt does look fine, and those orange pants, I must say, I totally wanted to do you when you walked in here. But you do actually have butt cancer.
So the deal's still on then? Kind of a make-a-wish kind of deal, baby?
I'm your wish?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh. That's nice.
And now let's talk chemo.
Billy, I just don't understand why she won't go out with me.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. You're a northerner.
I know, but I have such fair skin.
You do. You don't even tan well. Not to mention you don't have any Dixie flags on your truck. Plus you drive a Camry, not a truck.
It's a hybrid.
It is a hybrid. You care about things like the environment instead of things like guns.
Do you think if I cared about guns more that she'd say yes?
Who, Carrie? Yeah, I do. And she has guns tattooed on her guns.
It's true. They're concealed.
They are, but she has permits to carry both of them.
Oh, Carrie.
Hey, Billy. Hey, Yank.
Oh, hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
How are you doing?
Oh, just taking the guns out for a stroll. Oh,
what's up, girl?
A boom, a boom, bang, bang. Hey, Yank.
Hey, Carrie. Hey, are you doing anything on, like, Thursday night?
Just washing my hair, cleaning my guns.
Can I come and watch you clean your guns?
Kind of sick perp. Billy, why are you still hanging out with this Yank?
Because he's pretty cool.
What?
Yeah, I'm cool.
You should talk to him more.
But he's a Yank. Look how pale he is. And he drives a... What is that car again?
Yeah, well, it's some sort of toy Tonka car.
It's a Camry hybrid. It's good for the earth.
My truck could drive right over your car.
That would be hilarious. Should we do that right now?
Let's do that.
No.
Hey, Yank, park it up. Yank, let's get... Billy, get in.
Hey, do you want to get on this?
My car! Hey, dang, that was fun.
Yeah, I think at the very least now you could probably take that young man out and show him your guns.
Did I? By running over his vehicle, did I just become his woman?
Well,
what kind of Yank tradition is that?
You haven't read the Yank bylaws, have you?
Gee, nobody does.
That's because you haven't read.
Nobody does. You Yanks with your tricky words. All right, get in the truck. Dating me now. Take me to somewhere fancy like Chick-fil-A. All
right, men. I need to see you in the break room real quick.
Affirmative.
10-4. Reporting for duty.
It appears as if somebody has been digging through the refrigerator, and I don't know who, but apparently whoever it is has long fingernails. There's some...
don't Morris point. Is pointing.
But don't point at me, man.
Morris is pointing at Tyler.
I'm also going to point at Tyler.
Reggie is pointing at Tyler.
What?
Just like to point out Tyler's giant fingernails.
Tyler?
Pointing at his fingernails.
You do have some very large fingernails.
It's the cocaine habit.
Well, that's understandable. But what isn't understandable is... You know what, gentlemen? If he has an incredible cocaine habit, he would have no reason to eat the extra food from the refrigerator.
I haven't eaten in 3 weeks, sir.
I believe him.
I am moving finger pointing to
Morris. Morris.
To Morris.
To
Morris. It's a silent B. Morris. Morris.
Morris.
Morris. Look at his long toenails.
Duh. I am Russian.
But Morris, you eating with your toes again?
Duh.
My question is not so much who is stealing out of the refrigerator, men, but my question is goddamn why.
I'm pointing at you, but Morris.
I said I don't care who. And the fact that you keep pointing that fucking finger makes me think that it is, in fact, you. I don't care who. I want to know why. Why would somebody steal from the rest of us? We're like a family here at Chick-fil-A. Aren't we?
Yes.
And all that's in this goddamn refrigerator is a bunch of leftover chicken that we all eat. Why would you steal from your brothers?
I'm confused. If all chicken is in refrigerator for all of us to eat, how can we steal food?
Because it was each of our bags were labeled with our names on it.
Look, here's the thing. I don't like my name.
I don't like your name either.
He can draw pictures like I do.
He draws a picture of you on your bag instead of name?
I can't spell my name. I just draw a picture.
Well, Tyler, you from South. No one read in South.
And where precisely are you from?
Middle of Russia. Right in middle.
Like Leningrad, like a place that doesn't really exist anymore.
Yes. Middle.
Okay.
And I do not like Richie,
my name. You keep skirting the goddamn question. I'm wondering why somebody would take from other people. I'm trying to get at the heart of the relationship instead of talking about the stuff.
That's stupid.
God damn it.
Stupid.
Apparently it is stupid for me to keep butting my head against the fucking wall.
Look, Mr. Mark, I try to tell you, I don't like my name. I refuse to eat chicken and beg with my name. I eat everyone else chicken. That's how we do in middle of Russia.
And so you just decided on this day of all days to start stealing from your fellow men.
Well,
I had to frame it on my long finger and toenail friends here because I did not want it to know that it was me. Because you would say, Richie, why you? And I don't like my name. Don't like to hear it, don't like to see it, don't like to eat from bag of chicken with it on it.
Did you also eat my moose and with the squirrel on the side?
I eat all moose, eat the squirrel. That's how we do in middle of Russia.
All moose and squirrel.
Eat all of it. In middle, there is no more squirrel, no more moose in middle of Russia.
Can you just say it together, moose and squirrel?
In middle of Russia, I eat all the moose and squirrel.
Thank you.
Sam, it's okay. Everyone pees their pants when they get too drunk.
Really, Sam, we don't feel bad. I know you just geysered all over the front door when you passed out right in front of it, but...
That's why we sing that song. Have too much sangria, do a little pee.
But I think I broke my femur.
Oh no! That's not common. That is uncommon. That's uncommon.
But look, all the urine soaked into his pants, and it healed him.
Sam, you have magic healing pee. Pee on my face. I have acne. Sam, pee on my face.
Sam, do it.
Sam, pee on my face.
See if it works.
All right. Here goes.
Oh, I feel it clearing up. Oh, it's so warm. Oh my God, look how smooth my face is, Bethany.
You look like a model.
But it turned your skin orange.
It's like a fake tan.
You look like a Kardashian.
My God. Sam, you have magic pee.
I could make a fortune in Jersey.
Have you been peeing on Kardashians?
Who hasn't?
No, it's too common.
That sounds reasonable.
Mark. Nope, that's not your name. Sam, we need to bottle this.
Before you do, will you do me a huge favor? You know the little stumpy thing that I have for a left arm? Could you pee on that and see if it'll grow a new arm?
Yeah, pee on his, pee on your stump.
I like your stump. I think it's kind
of
sexy.
I don't. You haven't had to live with it for most of your life after I got it caught in a thresher.
Can I pee on where your face is caved in?
If that's all
you... That's the part of her I like. But I don't like that she doesn't have an arm. So would you just pee on the damn stub already?
Just pee on all of me and find out what happens.
All right, if it's that important to you, I value your emotional well-being, so I will pee on you.
Chuck, wake up. Chuck Berry, wake up. You're just dreaming.
What happened?
You were dreaming and you were smiling so big like you were having the sweetest dream.
It was so weird. There were these guys in my room.
Uh-huh.
And they were, well, one of them was a girl, I think. She was missing an arm. I don't really know. And then,
what?
I don't want to talk about it.
You can talk to R. Kelly. What were you talking about? Or what were you dreaming about?
Well, there was this guy. I think his name was Mark or Sam.
Oh, was it Sam Mark? I've dreamt about Sam Mark.
It was Sam Mark. And he had this magical urine.
Yeah.
Did you dream about this too? Were you in my dream?
No, but where do you think that I got the idea from? I figured you got the same idea.
Well, that was elegant.
Oh, it was good tone. The length was not proper. I would say that is about a 3.3.
But you didn't get to the bouquet. The bouquet was torrential. It blazed past me in a gaseous, acidic haze.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that despite my incredible experience with mouth flatulence, I do not maintain my nasal senses to be able to be a judge. Is that what you're saying? You're trying to usurp me.
Your experience comes from the middle of Russia. Nothing matters there.
No, nothing does matter there, but that was only my training. I dug myself out of a gigantic pit and lived again, only to become the most famous belt judge in the world.
That was then, but now you're over 80 years old, and I think that, well, I didn't want to be the one to tell you, but we both think that...
He's out of touch.
Yeah, you're just out of touch with reality now. I'm sorry.
If you want to take over my position, you better know exactly what you're in for.
Well, I think we know.
How do you?
Belches these days mean more than just volume.
I see. So you think that you two are ready to take over for me?
We do.
Indeed.
Then, independently, I want you to each judge this.
Do you want to go first or second?
It had a good piquant flavor, but there was a little too much volume ejected. That was more of a vomit than a burp. Yes, sir, I've said it.
Score.
Did you guys watch NBC's new show, The Belch, last night? It got so vomity.
I watched it.
Oh my goodness, it was so disgusting.
All of America is watching it. It's NBC's newest hit.
Well, I tune in because those guys are hot.
My favorite's the Russian.
The judges? You don't even watch for the contestants?
No. Who are they?
Yeah, I don't even pick up on who the contestants are until like halfway through the show.
No, that Sam Mark on last night, and he was really good.
They don't focus a lot on the contestants. They actually spend a lot of time with the judges. You're actually right.
It's because generally the judges get along so well. But this year, did you see they're trying to take over? The younger judges are trying to kick the older judge off?
That's the season arc is the judge coup on the Belch.
The judge coup?
All the commercials have been advertising it all week. I can't wait to see what happens.
Next week's episode.
And so, that particular Belch, I would give it a 2.1 for length, girth, and stank. Gentlemen.
Again, I think that you're out of touch with reality. That was clearly a 3.75.
You can't handle the Belch!
Keep your depends on.
Oh, an old joke. I see.
We wouldn't want you peeing your pants on air. That would be...
Again.
Again.
And so it appears that you want this position as head Belch judge.
I think I've earned it.
And you, son?
I've been in the trenches. I've sniffed every belch from here to Belgium. I think I'm qualified.
And so who amongst you is going to be head judge? There can only be one.
I'll concede. Sam Mark over here can do it.
You better.
Until I take over and slaughter him in his sleep. I mean... I didn't say that out loud.
Did you guys catch the Belch last night? They totally had a great cliffhanger for the season finale.
I can't wait for the season finale. I can't wait to see who takes over the head judgeship, if anybody's going to take over at all.
I wonder if they're even going to bring that show back next year. I heard they might not, because they're gonna have a new hit NBC show called The Vomit.
The Vomit? That just sounds like a spin-off to me.
Well, everything's derivative these days.
That's true. So, it appears that it is finally down to this. You want my head judgeship? Well, I'll tell you, it is yours. But you won't want it for long.
You must pass over the head judgeship hat to him.
Oh, it'll happen on January 1st of this next year.
Want my own hat. Yours is silly.
Oh, you'll wear this silly hat, and you will enjoy every crappy, difficult moment of it.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I hope you do, too. I've explained it very well to you, what you're getting into. But you better understand how difficult this mantle is to carry.
I understand your hat. And I will wear it on my ass.
That you better protect that ass. Here you go.
Guys, did you watch next season of The Belchoff? It was pretty exciting, but I'm kind of getting confused now. Who's in charge of the belching, and is there a separate belch category? I'm just really... Does anyone understand
this? I was confused, too. They tried to explain it on their website, but it was fairly hard to understand.
I feel like they think they're writing it in plain English, but no one gets it. So they should probably, like, explain it in person to people, maybe.
Or maybe go on a radio show or something like that.
That would help. Yeah, that would help. That would totally help. We think you're belches.
What I got out of that is the actors are belches.
That's true. You just way overanalyze belches.
Did that work for you guys? Is that okay? Okay.
That was beautiful.
That was nice.
And that's our show. Thank you to Jeremy and John from Samaritan Casting for stopping by and talking with us for a while.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So you can learn more about Samaritan Casting by going to
SamaritanCasting.com, where you can sign up for the mailing lists if you're interested in hearing about the roles. You can sign up on the database if you're interested in acting or attempting to act in some of the roles, depending on the producers. And yeah, if you have a show, you're looking to get word out, looking to get some actors, what's the email to send to, Jeremy?
The email address is notices@samaritancasting.com.
And we will send those out free of charge.
And if a production company wants to get a hold of you to hire you out, is that also?
Email john@samaritancasting.com.
John with an H.
Yes, thank you.
Could be spelled either way.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll work with you to get your needs met.
Excellent. The other way is Jan, by the way. Anybody that tells you differently is a fucking liar. All right. And so thank you again for coming on the show. Philip and I are going to be doing some funnies coming up pretty soon. I will be doing a duo set with Drew Kirsten coming up in January and February at Huge Theater. That's Huge Theater on 31st and Lindale in Uptown Minneapolis on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. However, on the first Wednesday, which is 1-1, that's January 1st, that's New Year's Day, motherfuckers, Drew can't be there because he is out of the country. So I'm going to be having some guests with me. We'll just say to be named later, but it's going to be a real fun set.
Oh, a little mystery. I like
it. Yeah, I've gotten confirmation from a few people, but I want to wait to announce for sure.
Okay, great. Also on Thursday at the Corner Bar, there's a sketch clip show / comedy stand-up show, which my buddy Andy Wegleitner is going to be putting on some of the Minimum Fare episodes that we did together.
Oh, that's awesome.
They'll be presented at that.
And Andy's such a good stand-up.
Yes. And so I'm not entirely sure on the details, but there's stand-up and there's sketches and clips. And so some of those Minimum Fare episodes that we did will be seen there. As always, you can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PhilipSimonet, for the rest of the Minimum Fare episodes. And songs and other things.
Yeah, both heartfelt and funny/dirty.
That's right. A lot of both.
That's right.
And keep in touch with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/nextatbat, and send us an email at nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com.
And check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast, rate and review it. Give it 5 stars. It helps us out a lot. We've got a lot of listeners going right now, and we want to keep growing that. So giving it 5 stars helps to grow that audience, so do that. And tune in next week when we're going to have a brand new guest.
We really need to plan ahead more, Matt.
Well, we have some in the can, but we're not quite sure who's going to go up next. So, until then, as always,
praise Jaibosh.